WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everybody? Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today we're diving deep into something that's more crucial than ever in our fast-paced world: self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next, you're spiraling down a rabbit hole of stress or frustration. Well, guess what? You're not alone. This stuff happens to all of us. But the cool thing is, we can actually learn to navigate these emotional waves with more grace and control. That's where self-awareness and emotional intelligence come into play. Think of them as your inner compass and GPS. They help you understand your own emotions, recognize how they impact your thoughts and actions, and ultimately, make better decisions that lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Brandon, sounds good in theory, but how do I actually do this? Well, buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-awareness and emotional intelligence like a boss. 1. Know your triggers. The first step is figuring out what sets off your emotional alarms. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to push your buttons? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like having a mental cheat sheet. Knowing your weaknesses helps you prepare and avoid unnecessary drama. 2. Embrace mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, folks. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative thoughts or emotions, take a step back and observe them like they're clouds passing by. Just by acknowledging your feelings without getting swept away, you gain valuable control. 3. Listen to your body. Our bodies are amazing communication tools. They often give us subtle cues about how we're feeling even before our minds catch up. Notice things like your heart rate, breathing, muscle tension, or even stomach aches. These physical sensations can be powerful indicators of your emotional state. 4. Develop empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes is a superpower. When you make an effort to understand other people's perspectives and feelings, you build stronger connections and navigate social situations with more grace. Remember, empathy isn't about agreeing with everyone, it's about trying to see things from their point of view. 5. Seek feedback. We all have blind spots, right? Asking for honest feedback from trusted friends, family members, or even mentors can be incredibly eye-opening. Don't take it personally, use it as a chance to learn and grow. After all, the goal is to become more self-aware, not perfect. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was leading a team project that was really stressful. Deadlines were looming, and everyone was feeling the pressure. I noticed myself getting short-tempered and snapping at people, not my best look. But then I took a step back and realized what was happening. I was completely stressed out and taking it out on others. So, I started practicing some mindfulness techniques, communicating more openly with my team, and seeking feedback from colleagues. It made a huge difference. The whole project went smoother. The team felt more supported, and I learned a valuable lesson about self-awareness and emotional intelligence. It's not always easy, but it's so worth it. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.